News Radio KMAN, good morning. As we continue in focus here on a Monday morning, we are going to talk Sunset Zoo here for the next couple segments. And I've got one of my guests here. We got one more going to be coming, calling in here shortly. We've got Jared Bixby connected on this end. And Jared is the curator of education. Jared, good morning.
Good morning.
And it looks like I see Melissa Kirkwood calling in right now, so we'll get her punched into the board here in just a moment. And Melissa is the marketing and development officer here with Sunset Zoo. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. A pleasure to have you both in on the program here today. Of course, there's some good news that came, was it last week? The Sunset Zoo officially reopened?
Yes, we are super happy to be reopened to the public. We had a couple of members' days, the beginning or mid-June, June 9th and 12th, and then last Saturday we opened to the public on June 13th. So we've been open for just a little over a week now, and we are super happy to welcome everyone back. Of course, we do have standards in place for phased reopening, and that's just to keep everyone safe and healthy, much like everyone else who's going through phases. But we have worked really long and hard to make sure that everybody feels comfortable when they come out to the zoo, and many of our guests have definitely said that they have so far, and we look forward to seeing everyone. We do have a little bit of a different operating schedule because of that, and so our hours and days of operation have changed quite a bit just due to our phased plan. So for those who do not know, our hours of operation when we are open are from 10 a.m. to noon, and then we close from noon to 1 to do one of our scheduled cleanings, and then we are back open in the afternoon from 1 to 3 p.m. So that is just to account for monitoring of our guests so that social distancing is going on and that we have the appropriate number of account of guests, because we have assured that we would have about 50% capacity during those time frames, and we are keeping track of that. So, and then our days of operation are a little different as well. We are open Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we're open today, starting at 10, but on Wednesdays and Thursdays, we will be closed, and that is for routine maintenance and a deep cleaning of the zoo during those days as well.
All right. What's the attendance been like? Has it been pretty decent?
It has been growing and growing day by day that we've been open. So, of course, when we first reopened, attendance was great. They were like, wow, we're so thankful you're back open. And we are seeing that every day that members and guests are coming back. We had really good attendance this past weekend because the weather was beautiful. And that sometimes, regardless of COVID or not, you know, it's weather dependent because we are an outdoor location, but attendance has been great. And we are starting to see lots and lots of members coming back, and we're seeing a lot of new members join us as well. We have that opportunity set out in front of our zoo. If you would like to become a member of the zoo, we can take care of that right here for you at the zoo, or you could do that online as well. And it really does help benefit our member to come and go as long, you know, as many times as they want to the zoo. So we've had great attendance, and I think people are just looking for that outdoor activity with their family, and they can be assured to feel safe and healthy while they're doing that here at the zoo.
All right. Anything that's off limits right now at the zoo with this reopening plan?
We do. We have, and this is part of our phased plan. So we consider ourselves right now, and most generally anyway, we are an outdoor park location. So all of our indoor locations are closed. All of our indoor viewing areas are closed right now. Our gift shop is closed. Our nature exploration center is closed. We do have restrooms. We have one set of restrooms that are open and available. We also have our concession stand is closed as well. However, we do have a bottle refill station. We're not, you know, which is linked to our water fountain, but our water fountain capacity where you would drink from, that is closed. But we wanted to provide that water option for people because it is warm outside. So that is open. And then we do have our those who haven't been to our zoo, we do have a playground here at the zoo, and that is open. However, that is the one area of the zoo that we are not monitoring every minute or every hour that we are open. So that is a play at your own risk. We have that marked clearly. And really, it's not that you can't play on it. We are just asking that you take the precaution to sanitize before you play and after you play, because we would have to be at the playground all the time to sanitize that. So there are some restrictions, but we are trying to keep it as open as possible as we can. And then we'll look at opening different elements that are now closed as we move forward in our phases.
All right. Looking forward to that. Jared Bixby joins us as well, again, the curator of education at the zoo. And Jared's going to talk to us about some new and continuing programs.
Yeah, so we've been doing a lot of virtual programs over the past month or so. And a lot of that is continuing. So we've got our virtual birthday parties that have been very popular, and we continue to offer those. We've got people booking all the way through the summer and even into the fall at this point. With our virtual birthday parties. And those are fun. We've got add-on options for those. So you can actually get a group of friends together for a virtual birthday party. And then you can add an animal painting on. So you can actually watch the animals paint right there online. And then we'll mail you that painting. So it's a fun birthday option that a lot of people have been taking advantage of. We also have launched in June, we launched our virtual summer camp programming. That has gotten us through June, and that's been a fun program that we've been able to kind of test out. But we're actually, for July, we're going to be transitioning that program, and we're going to be transitioning and launching Sunset Zoo Explorers Club. This is something where we're looking at kind of more of a long-term engagement opportunity for youth in the community. And we see this Sunset Zoo Explorers Club as kind of being that opportunity. And so it's a club-based program. We're using Seesaw, which is an education app that we've been using for virtual summer camps. But we're going to be using it to manage the Explorers Club, the new Explorers Club. And so every day, the club members will get daily challenges. And they'll go and do those daily challenges, and each of the challenges are tied to a number of points, of explorer points that they'll be able to earn. And with those explorer points, they will achieve different recognitions, they will achieve stickers and badges, and they will also advance in the club in different levels. And we'll also have a leaderboard for the points that the club members earn. That will be online as well as at the zoo. So we're really excited for that. And you can find more information on that program, that new program, on our website at sunsetzoo.com/explorersclub.
All right. Yeah, there's some neat details with that. And this gives a great opportunity to learn about, you know, all kinds of different things that people may, or the children specifically, will see in nature.
Yeah, definitely. The challenges are gonna range from, you know, doing stuff out in your backyard, taking a walk through the neighborhood, or taking a field trip to the zoo, and we'll have an activity for them to do when they visit the zoo or go to Kansas Prairie or something like that. And so we're really trying to promote that innate curiosity of the natural world that kids have. And we feel that this club will provide kind of a long-term opportunity to help us foster that, to help parents foster that with their kids.
Awesome. SunsetZoo.com/explorersclub is the link for that. That sounds like a great program for kids. I'll tell you what, let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll continue our conversation with Jared Bixby and Melissa Kirkwood. Sunset Zoo is reopened, and be sure to check out the zoo here anytime. News Radio KMAN.